Hi, I'm John Edmiston, and this is session 3 of our 4-part podcast series, Time Management for Christian Disciples. And the title of this session is How to Deal with a Busy Schedule. You can find the workbook and other materials at cybermissions.org/3col. cybermissions.org/3col. And go there, it's the website for this podcast series. So in this particular podcast and the next one, you're going to really need to get hold of the 3-column planner. You can go to the website, order the book from there. I think it's $14.95 from Amazon. The book should last you 2 years and help you as a planning skill. So get hold of the 3-column planner from the website cybermissions.org/3col, or you can just order it on Amazon. So let's think about that busy schedule, the thing that terrifies you, that overwhelms you, that seems to make your days so tough. How do we deal with it, and how do we deal with it in a godly manner? Firstly, don't panic. Commit your schedule to the Lord. Commit your plans to the Lord, and He will establish your ways. Don't rely on your own understanding, but cast your burdens on the Lord, and He will sustain your paths. He will make your ways straight. And Philippians 4, 6, and 7 tells us, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. God doesn't want you to panic. He wants you to manage your schedule by biblical principles. He doesn't want you to be afraid. You don't need to be afraid of time. God's in charge of time. And I've seen that happen on numerous occasions because, as you'd guess from a series like this, I'm a bit of a time freak. I'm always watching my watch. I'm always rushing here and there, and it's not a good thing. And I live in Los Angeles, which has terrible traffic. And a few times I've set out on journeys that I thought were going to take an hour and a half, and I thought I was going to be terribly late. And God's mysteriously got me there in about 3/4 of an hour. I've driven at the speed limit. I haven't done anything crazy. But God seems to have parted the traffic and made a way for me to get there far earlier than I expected, and I'm completely on time for the appointment. God seems to bend time when I need time to be bent. It's a miracle. I don't understand how it works, but God's in charge of time. He's in charge of the universe. So trust your time pressures to God, number one. Now, when we're dealing with a busy schedule, our mind can just be full of static. It could be, oh, I've got to remember this, got to remember that, and you've got to buy this and go there and bank this and do that. First thing you need to do is to get rid of the anxiety by writing everything down, which is why I came up with the 3-column planner many, many moons ago. It's a system I use personally before deciding to put it into publication as a book. So write everything down, get it out of your head. See, if you've got an incompleted task in your head, it's like a little red flag that pops up and keeps annoying you, annoying you, and annoying you till it's done. But your mind thinks it's completed once you write it down, and you feel a lot more peaceful about it once it's on paper. It's not taking up brain space. It's not cluttering you up so that you have like a Windows crash where you get a blue screen, but it's your mental blue screen. Your brain freezes up. I don't know if you've ever had brain freeze, too much to do. Well, one way to avoid brain freeze is to write all your tasks down. Now, if you've got a copy of the 3-column planner, you put all the tasks you've got to do for the coming week into the task column on the left. These are the major tasks, such as doing a podcast like this or preparing a sermon or whatever you've got to do at work in your job. You write those tasks down in the left-hand column. In the middle column, it's called dollars and admin. That's where all you put your financial things, pay the gas bill, pay the electricity bill, make sure the credit cards are in order, and all that, what I call administrivia, goes in the middle column, all those little jobs that you've got to do. It's a good time, for me, like Monday morning, first thing I try and get rid of all those jobs. I just go through all the bills, get them done, get them paid, put stuff on auto pay, and so I try and get rid of that early in the week to free up creative brain space for the rest of the week. So that's your dollar admin column in the middle. And the third column there on your 3-column planner is contact. You know, you've got, oh, I've got to ring this person. I've got to pray for that person. I've got to make sure of this. I've got to check if that meeting's on or not. So put all those contacts and main emails you've got to send in the right-hand column. Make sure that you remember to contact those people, because as a leader, if you don't contact people, they feel hurt. They say, oh, you didn't contact me, I expected a reply, and you didn't, and it was 2 weeks later. And that's happened to me a lot. I'm very, very bad at remembering to contact people, so I have to write it down, and I have to often spend a time in the week where I just make phone call after phone call, send email after email to catch up on the contacts that I'm supposed to be contacting. So write everything down, put the tasks in the task column, the dollars and admin stuff in the middle column, and your contacts in the right-hand column, and right down the bottom of the right-hand column, your little section there, learn the things you feel you've got to learn that week. It might be how to write a little bit of PHP code. It might be some skill that you need in your job. It might be a Bible verse that you've got to memorize, and so on and so forth. But something you should always be learning in your Christian walk. Now, one way to deal with a busy schedule is have the four D's. They are do, delay, delegate, and drop. Do, delay, delegate, and drop. And they revolve around the idea of things being either important or urgent or possibly both. So if something's really important, it's a big thing that's important, and it's urgent, you do it right now. It's important, it's urgent, you've got to get that done. An example of that would be if I have a Sunday morning sermon and it's Saturday and I haven't finished my sermon, I'd better get it done because it's urgent and it's important. I've got to make that deadline, and so I've got to push through. If the task is important but not urgent, I can delay. I can put it off for a bit. Taxes tend to get into that category until April the 15th, and then on April the 11th I do my taxes. That's not good. I should do better than that. But something like that you can put off for a while, and most of us do. And there's no harm in delaying something that's important but not urgent, but make sure those taxes do go in at the right time. If something's urgent but not important, you can delegate it to someone else. So the printer runs out of toner. I can get an admin assistant to order more toner for the laser printer. It's urgent. We need that printer to operate. The little light's blinking. Hello, you're out of toner. That means I've probably got 100 pages left knowing my machine. So ask the admin assistant, can you order some more Brother toner? And they can do that just as well as I can, better than I can, and take care of those details. It's important but not urgent. You delegate it. Now, if something is neither important nor urgent, it's a rerun of I Love Lucy. It's playing another round of Minesweeper on Windows, or some other trivial, mind-numbing, wasting thing like spending time on Facebook, drop it. It's not important. It's not urgent. I don't have to get into the theological argument on Facebook. I'm not going to prove my theology on Facebook. I know it already. Stay out of it. Don't get involved. Drop that entirely, because you can spend an hour or two on that sort of nonsense. So that's the do, delay, delegate, or drop. Next, you want to think about having time when you chunk things together and you have a session where you just do all your small jobs, all your contacts. If you have tasks that are a little bit alike, it's good to chunk them into a morning, an afternoon, or a two-hour session, so you can just buzz through them and get them out of the way and clear the clutter out of your mind so that you have peace and order. Make sure you do that, and that will help you with your busy schedule. Another way that helps me with my busy schedule is to automate bill paying. Automate as many minor tasks as possible. Automate control of my inbox. If you're technical, you can automate a lot of things to save you time. And so make sure that those credit cards and other things are paid automatically each month. The other reason for that is it stops you feeling guilty and stops you having fights at home. If the Bank of America credit card is neatly paid every month, my wife is happy with me. But if we're paying some silly $35 fee because I paid it 3 days late, my wife is unhappy with me. So autopay stops me getting into those arguments, stops me having to think about all that. And so autopay is a good thing. Get rid of your guilt-producing things by automating them. And also you can get rid of guilt and stress by setting up daily and weekly routines. Routines are good. I have my keys in a certain place. I have this in a certain place. I know that on Tuesdays and Thursdays are my creative days. Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays tend to be my more administrative days when I'm rushing around doing things with Cyber Mission. I have a routine of this, a routine of that. Of course, I go to church on Sunday, and I have a routine Sunday afternoon snooze, which is my kind of Sabbath and time off, which no one must interrupt. And by having a routine, I'm predictable, and other people can get on board with me, and I can get on board with other people. And by being predictable, my wife knows what I need. The other pastors at our church know what I need. My friends know what I need and when I'll be available. And by having routines, I get things done on autopilot without having to think about them, and that takes the stress and the busyness out of things. And also by having routines, it helps me to know what my limits are. And wait a sec, I don't have the time this week to do that because I know what my routine is. Another thing to help you make sure you aren't stressed out by a busy schedule is to have strict boundaries. Have the ability to say no to manipulative people. Have the ability to say no to demanding people. When you have someone who's very anxious ringing you up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you know it's anxiety over some rather trivial thing, we're not talking about someone whose relatives passed away or something like that, but when it's just a minor anxiety and they ring you up at 2 o'clock in the morning, then you need to say, no, I'm not taking your call now. Ring me back tomorrow morning. You need to be able to guard your time and your priorities. Otherwise, the squeaky wheels will get the most oil. The demanding people will take over your life. Your co-worker who is always taking time off and landing you with his or her work will suddenly burden you with her work and you can't get your work done. You need to be able to say no to people in a gracious way, to realize that you have rights, you have boundaries, that sometimes that person who rings up and just wants to talk needs to be said, no, I've talked to you for half an hour, that's enough, I've got other things to do. So you've got to be able to set boundaries in giving to people who might want you to give more than you can give, and loans. If people ask you for loans, I tell them, sorry, I never lend money, I give money, and I haven't got enough money to give at the moment. And I do that because when I lend people money, it seldom gets paid back. But I'm generous, I try and give, but I have these boundaries. I can say no to people that are trying to drag me away from God and God's will. I can say no to people that are trying to drag me away from my family time or whose demands would ruin my health or my ministry. So you have to have strict boundaries. And the last thing to help with a busy schedule sounds the opposite, but you really want a day off. You want to take Saturday or Sunday or whatever day off completely. And my wife's a very busy school teacher. Her garden is her sacred space. And so she goes out and she gardens and she comes back feeling like a normal human being after a week of dealing with high school kids. She really needs that Saturday in the garden, pottering around. And I just let Minda do it and she just loves it. So you need your sacred space. You need your place of restoration. You can't go without it for very long or you start getting into burnout. Work is not a virtue. The virtues are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, goodness, self-control. They're the virtues. Work is not a virtue on its own. And if your work starts killing your virtues, then your work is not good. So the virtues are things like faith and wisdom. Work itself is just a means by which you polish your life and do the will that God has called you to do. So don't be overly busy. Schedule the day off. Defend it. Say, this is my day off. Sorry, I'm not doing anything at that time. Someone's going to get upset with you. That's their tough luck. Their emotions are their business. You don't have to run around pleasing everybody else. And if someone's angry with you, well, they've just got to get over it. And you need to be tough like that. You need to protect your day off each week. Having said that, you can often get a day off in the week if you push some other time like TV watching time, and get rid of that earlier in the week. So if you're having to work all Saturday or Sunday because you spend most of the week playing computer games, that's not really good time management. So forget about the computer games earlier in the week and make your Sundays or Saturdays pleasurable time when you can take the family down the beach and do things like that. Make sure you take that day off. It's divine wisdom. God took a day off. He put it into the law. He put it into the rhythm of life. God wants you to have a life of peace, of quietness, and of rest. So make sure you schedule a day off and fit in your other things around that. And make sure you have time for prayer and for worship. Okay, summarizing this session on how to deal with a busy schedule. Firstly, get it out of your head by writing everything down. Write it down in the three-column planner. Use the do, delay, delegate, and drop thing to sort out your priorities between the important and the urgent. Make sure that you automate things, that you have sessions where you get rid of the small tasks, and set up routines to get rid of guilt. Also establish boundaries to get rid of guilt, and have a day off with people so that you can enjoy life. So that's how to deal with a busy schedule. And of course, remember to pray. Commit that schedule to God. Don't let anxiety take over your life. Okay, be at peace. Be in the Lord. This is John Edmiston from Cyber Mission signing off. And the next podcast is our fourth and last podcast on how to achieve a major goal. See you then. See you at the next podcast. God bless. Bye.